In this bulletin, the medevac laws will be debated in Parliament this week. Around a quarter of Australians experience discrimination on a weekly basis, and Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Jackmelos. Attorney General Christian Porter was allegedly present when the Prime Minister Scott Morrison called the New South Wales Police Commissioner about an investigation into a senior government minister. The revelations come as Mr Morrison faces criticism for calling Police Commissioner Mick Fuller after New South Wales Police launched the inquiry into Energy Minister Angus Taylor. Mr Porter is the nation's first law officer and was apparently also present when Mr Morrison sought clarity about the investigation. Mr Taylor is under investigation for giving a newspaper doctored documents to attack the travel expenses of Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore. Minister for Finance Matthias Cormann says the government will be taking the so-called medevac laws to a Senate vote this week, despite the Coalition's shock loss on the proposed union-busting bill last week. The government's proposed Ensuring Integrity bill was defeated when One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson crossed the floor to vote against it. Speculation is now rising that the government may face the same challenge as it's locked in negotiations with Independent Senator Jackie Lambie to undo the so-called medevac laws. But Mr Cormann has confirmed the legislation will be voted on, even if Ms Lambie's support cannot be guaranteed.
We had to put that to the Senate on a number of occasions before it finally passed with crossbench support. We will continue to engage constructively and in good faith with all senators who are prepared to engage with us. And, you know, obviously our hope is that over time, we'll be able to convince a majority of senators of the merits of our reform.
One woman has been located in the Northern Territory almost 2 weeks after the search began for three missing people. The search will resume today for the other two people travelling with Tamra McMeath Riley, who has been missing from Alice Springs since November the 19th, when they told family and friends they were going for a drive. Miss McMeath Riley was located near their car, which became bogged in a riverbed, and was taken to Alice Springs Hospital to be treated for dehydration and exposure. The vehicle was spotted during an air search after a station worker saw tyre tracks and informed police. The area had not yet been covered in the search. Around a quarter of Australians experience major discrimination, with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and cultural minorities most at risk. That's according to Inclusive Australia's new Measuring Social Inclusion Index from researchers at Monash University released today. Close to 1,400 Australians were surveyed in three waves over the past 2 years to create the index, which measures Australians' attitudes to social inclusion. Researcher Professor Liam Smith says when it came to specific groups, around 25% of Australians are highly prejudiced towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as well as cultural and religious minorities.
Particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they were one particular group that had higher levels of prejudice towards them. So we measured prejudice by using a pretty validated scale. It's been around for a long time and been used a lot in trying to measure people's subtle prejudice, essentially. And it asks questions like, most politicians care too much about insert minority group here, and in this case, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
In Formula One, six-time world champion Lewis Hamilton has ended the season in style with a dominant victory at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Britain's 34-year-old led every lap to record the 84th career victory and to equal his own Formula One record of 11 Grand Prix wins a season. Hamilton paid homage to his competitors and says he's looking forward to next season.
Particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they were one particular group that had higher levels of prejudice towards them. So we measured prejudice by using a pretty validated scale. It's been around for a long time and been used a lot in trying to measure people's subtle prejudice, essentially. And it asks questions like, most politicians care too much about insert minority group here, and in this case, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, it's sunny and 35, 19 degrees in Adelaide with a shower or two. Much the same for Melbourne, a cool 15. Much the same for Hobart, also 15 degrees, a shower or two in Canberra with possible raised dust and 16. Smoky in Wollongong, becoming windy, 20 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 23. 23 also for Newcastle. In Brisbane, sunny, becoming windy and 30. 24, 34 also for Cairns with a possible shower or storm. Much the same for Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.